Okay, now it's June 12th, Friday, June 12th, 4:32 a.m. Still not painting on it, and I went out and bought some quarter inch birch plywood. Bought 2 4x8 sheets. I had them cut down, both of them, into different sizes. And but now I didn't realize that I don't have any. I thought I did. I thought I had some 1x2s I can put behind to brace those panels and make them flat and manageable. So I got to go do that today. And I've been walking as a part of rehab from some surgery I had in January. And so Monday through Fridays, I walk as exercise. And Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I do some very light weight training with weights. And so that's always got to come into to the plan for the day. So I got to go. I'm gonna go to Lowe's. Hopefully they have everything I need there. If they don't, I got to go to another Lowe's somewhere or something. And I guess that's a commercial for Lowe's. Only because it's close to my house, you know. Them and Home Depot, another commercial for Home Depot. They've got different stuff, but it all depends on your local store owner, you know. I'm pretty sure it's a franchise, so it's pretty much run by the person that owns it, that franchise, I guess. That would make me guess that. Anyway, I'm not a lawyer. I just play one at home. And let's see. So, got to get the wood and get this going here. So I didn't paint on my painting today. I keep looking at it, see where I'd want to start. And I've got a white area, a violet area or bluish purple area, connected with a green area or a yellow area. And so I'm just kind of like blending that together in some struggling way, but to keep it looking interesting at least. And because that's the number one rule, activate the surface. And like I said, this is a I guess a realistic painting. And the balance is between an idea and what you can actually produce from your hand. I'm glad this kind of came together at one point. Starting off, like I said, I started off just painting the whole thing in red, the image, and also use that red on the rest of the canvas that's not the image. And started that way. And when it came, so I got used to all these different pigments I was using. I was using like three different blues, maybe two different blues, two different blues, and two different reds, and one yellow. Yeah, just one yellow and two different whites. And so now I've settled in on one blue, one red, one yellow, and one white, or two whites. So reds do a lot of different things, it seems to me. You got some reds that are nice and red. they look red all by themselves, but you mix them with something and oh, things start to gray up real fast. depending on which pigment is going to which pigment. So you just got to remember, you know, if something, and it may not be a bad gray. It may be a really neat gray. You never know, you know. So you still have to adhere to the idea. If it's not working with the idea, then yeah, you can drop a pigment, I would say. Because at one point, the painting's saying, well, this is kind of an idea here. Let's go with this one. So you go with that part that the painting's saying. Because you know it's not going to, when I painted it, I knew already that this was not anywhere near my final painting. Because it's supposed to end up white, not red. And so, kind of found my way to this part of the white. Okay, pause.